This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, I want to mention this story out of Virginia. It involves a school board. And Dave Harrigan, they've agreed to pay a former high school teacher $575,000 in damages and attorney fees in a legal settlement because the instructor, a gentleman by the name of Peter Vlaming, was dismissed in 2018. Vlaming cited his own religious principles and belief in refusing to use a transgender student's pronouns. He was willing, Dave, to use the individual's preferred name, but he would not use the pronouns the student wanted to be called after transitioning. Vlaming sued the school board, the school board, taught there for 6 years. Said he tried to accommodate the student, but was unwilling to use the new pronouns. He ends up winning. He ends up winning and getting $575,000. The individuals representing him, Christian legal organization, and they've been a part of a number of similar legal pursuits, Christian legal organization called Alliance Defending Freedom. Among the comments they said, Peter wasn't fired for something he said. He was fired for something he couldn't say. In the statement, Vlaming said he was wrongfully terminated because of his religious beliefs, which put me on a collision course with school administrators who mandated the teachers ascribed only one perspective on gender identity, their preferred view. I don't think he should have received a penny. And I understand the religious liberty that you have in this country. And we've discussed this before on variations of bakery conversations, pharmacy conversations, grocery store conversations. I am not saying you give up every belief in your life when you go to work. But Dave, when you are teaching at a public school and a student transitions, and credit, I don't know, do we even want to say credit? Just acknowledging what Peter should do in calling the student's first name. But eventually, if you talk to someone long enough, a pronoun is going to come up, Dave. It is. And I don't think the teacher should be allowed to say, for religious reasons, I'm not going to say he, I'm not going to say she, because my religious view prevents me from doing that. It would have been even more egregious if the individual, in this case, Peter Vlaming, would have said, I'm only going to use the previous name. But if you're willing to use the individual's new name, Dave Harrigan, but then you're not willing to use the pronoun? Can you help me understand the religious difference between the two? And when Dave's responding, what do you want to say? I to me, you accept that responsibility with a public school job. Private schools is different. Public school. I think if you're willing to use the name, you should accommodate and be respectful, and it should be a requirement teaching in a public school. You agree with me or disagree with me? 651-461-9226. What do you say, Dave?
I can't explain the difference religiously about being willing to say the new name without feeling that you can say the pronouns. I don't understand that. Perhaps others do. Perhaps others have different faiths, different stronger beliefs about such things. I don't know, but clearly the teacher felt this way. I also think that if the teacher is perfectly willing to make the concession of using the student's new name, I assume not using the old pronouns, but saying, look, you've now told me your name is this, so I will call you that from now on. You can get by without saying pronouns, just continually use the name. I don't think that's a basis to fire somebody.
You don't. So you think in this case, if he was unwilling to use the pronoun, he still should be allowed to keep the job?
I do.
Okay. We differ. I think if you're teaching in schools right now and you're surprised that you may be involved with a student who's transitioning, you're just not paying attention. If that bothers you to the point where you don't want to use the new pronoun, I think you should find a job at another school where they will make that accommodation for you. And I'm sure there are private schools where obviously they can set up different rules. I'm not excited that this individual lost his job. 6 years as a teacher. But this is a sign of respect to the student. And if you're willing to use the new name, to me, you should be willing to use the proper pronoun, because to me, in the extent of, well, this is going against my religious core, I don't see how it wouldn't it also be against Peter Vlaming's religious core if he was once Janice and now is Joe, to call him Joe or vice versa? What do you want to say about this? Let's pause right here and give you plenty of time. I believe he should have done it, and I don't believe he should be rewarded with the money. Dave believes he should have been fired and that using the individual's new first name is enough. Where do you want to stand? 651-461-9226. It's the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the calls. We're talking about a teacher in Virginia who was fired and now has won a legal decision They cleared the dismissal from his record, which is separate from the settlement agreement, changed policies. This is a teacher who was awarded $575,000. His name is Peter Vlamin. A student transition in his class was willing to call the student by the student's preferred name, but was unwilling to use the student's preferred pronoun and cited religious principles. I'm saying to me, you have to be respectful of the students involved. And we are seeing a number of students are transitioning. To me, are we seeing some kids who are transitioning too soon? Yes, we are. Are we seeing some schools where the dialogue is not strong enough with the parents? Yes, we are. But in this case, if you're willing to use the student's preferred name, then I think you're citing religious beliefs, so you use the name but not the pronoun. I don't understand it, and I think either way, you need to do that, or you're not living up to your job responsibility. So I don't believe the teacher should have been rewarded the money. Again, legal fees, Dave. Who knows how much the legal fees are? They could be a significant part of this. Dave views it differently. Dave views that the teacher should not have been fired. What do you want to say? A couple calls, plenty of texts. I appreciate you listening. Jeff, go ahead. You're on CCL.
Hey, Chad, how you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
I disagree with you politically, but I think you got a great show. So I got a 40-year-old daughter that is a trans. I have a hard time. She shortened her name up from the given name to a shorter name, and I've came that far, and I call her that. But I don't understand the pronoun deal, and she's estranged to me. She hasn't talked to me for over a year, and the two grandkids, I go through the ex, her ex, to have any contact with the grandkids. I just don't understand. I'm 60. She's 40. I don't get it. I just it's just hard to change your ways, I guess. And I don't understand why it's or how it's that big of a deal, I guess. I don't get it.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry you're going through it. Right, you want to have a good relationship with people close to you. Seems to me it's clear that you love your child, and if you're willing to use the name she prefers, why would it be that different and problematic for you to use the pronoun, even if you can't personally identify with it? Because there's a lot of things in life I cannot personally identify with. There's a long, long list. But I want to show my respect to others involved, even if I can't personally identify with that. Wouldn't this just be, for you, another sign of your love for your child?
Well, Sister Joannette in second grade taught me they and them are plural, and I'm supposed to use they and them for a singular person. Now, it's just I don't understand the reasoning. I guess you're right. I should just be more open and it's to help my relationship, but it is so hard to do it. I don't know if it's just me being stubborn or if it's just not being used to it. I guess I don't know means a group of people, not an individual.
Right. I understand if we're going strictly by how you were taught grammar a long time ago, and I understand that. But like, here's somebody listening right now. And text, support your kids, even if you don't understand why. For me, that's the way to go. And in a lot of these cases, it's easier to say that when you're not in the middle of it. But, Jeff, I would encourage you to do that while also still being true to your principles. And it's hard to not have the relationship with your child. It really is. So right. I genuinely hope, and I have to go to get a couple other textures. I really hope it works out for you. I truly do. And I appreciate that even though we don't see eye to eye on some issues, that you still listen. And best of luck with your child. Thanks for listening. A text here, Dave. Trans people are mentally ill, so you simply treat them like any other mentally ill person. Go ahead with it. Roll your eyes only after you've turned your head the other way. What do you want to say to that comment, Dave?
Okay. That's what you want to believe. That's okay. There's not much to say. Yeah. Are we going to put them in the asylum? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Are there individuals who are transitioning and are struggling with their mental health? Sure, there are. There are also others, and we're just going to have to go to 5835. There are also others who believe with every part of their fiber and intelligence that they were born the wrong gender. I cannot personally identify with that feeling, but I have respect for individuals who feel that way. And instead of ostracizing them, isolate them, saying there's something mentally unstable with them, I would encourage them at the right age, not too soon, because some of this has happened too soon, to see doctors, to be true about what they want to do. But to belittle them, I just don't think that's the right way to go in any way. And there's a lot of that out there, and some of it is flat-out hate. And I'm sorry if you're calling all individuals in this area mentally unstable. I think that's hate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.